From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. This week, we visited Stonehenge Gallery in Montgomery's historic Old Cloverdale District to celebrate the art of the late Priscilla Cromelin. Region artist traveled the world and painted what she saw in exuberant colors and a style which garnered international acclaim. We sat down at the gallery with Priscilla Cromelin Ball, her daughter, and Priscilla Cromelin McMullen, her granddaughter, surrounded by the beloved artist's paintings. We are on location today at Stonehenge Gallery in historic Old Cloverdale in Montgomery. And we're sitting here with an artistic family. You remember Priscilla Cromelin Ball and her daughter, Priscilla Cromelin McMullen. Both are very well known in the ballet world, but we're bringing you a different part of the arts today with these two guests. Priscilla, it is great to see you.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. I love being here, surrounded by my mother's beautiful paintings.
And Priscilla, her daughter, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's so lovely to see you and to be here with my sweet mother and surrounded by the beautiful work of my sweet, sweet grandmother.
Let's delve into this family history, because I really didn't realize how famous your grandmother was, your mother, Priscilla. How did she inspire you?
Well, she inspired me first in that she was a dancer. She had a little ballet school in Virginia, where my daddy was stationed. I learned ballet from her, and she was just so inspirational to me my whole life. As far as the ballet goes, and I loved it, and I still love it.
But she's internationally known as an artist, and her art surrounds us. Priscilla Cromelin McMullen, give us your impression of her art.
I think, first and foremost, her art was made to be in people's homes because it has such a positive energy and feeling to it, and you can really see what a beautiful person my grandmother was, and also the beauty that she saw in the world and in her home state of Alabama through, you know, the flowers, the landscapes, even people. She saw beauty in everything, and you can really see that in her painting. And not only is she in people's homes, but she's also in government buildings at the Capitol in Montgomery. She's in the Russell Building, yeah, in D.C. And then, of course, in the Senate Building, yeah. She has paintings all over the world, in Great Britain, all over Europe, even in the Middle East. So she has definitely been recognized not only nationally, but internationally as well.
Priscilla Cromelin Ball, delving into this family history, how was it that she was all over the world painting and documenting what she saw?
Well, my father was in the Navy, as were his four brothers. So there were five Naval Academy graduates. And my uncle, Henry, was nearsighted, so he couldn't be a pilot, but he was an admiral, which is something to say. It was so wonderful because my mother always wanted to follow him wherever he went. And so this is just a secret, but my brother and I stayed out of school for almost a year traveling and going to all of the ports, following him around. I mean, it was so educational for us. But when we came back to the United States, my mother said, "Their report cards are packed up." But anyway, she saw so many beautiful scenes and everything, and she would paint things that she saw. And then later, my husband was the director of an art gallery in Paris. Former husband. He arranged an art show for her. It was very well visited, and people bought the paintings and everything like that. I think it gave her confidence that she wasn't just a Montgomery artist. She could do, you know, anything she wanted to.
I just have to add, so her father was Captain Quentin Claiborne Cromelin, yeah, of the five Cromelin brothers.
Heroes of World War II.
They were known as the Indestructibles, and their numerous publications written about them, including Time magazine, dubbed them, you know, American heroes, and they were definitely heroes fighting for freedom for this country.
You were part French. You have lived in Europe. The French were well known for Impressionism. Your grandmother's art is full of vibrant color, joy. It's impressionistic.
She was definitely an impressionist. That's her style.
Yes, a lot of critics said that her art reminded them of Cézanne, a French impressionistic painter. Living in Paris, I would go to as many museums as possible. You can see, you know, that her paintings reflect that impressionistic mm-hmm. style. There are many paintings that remind me of Monet, Manet, but she was very versatile even within the impressionistic style. She would sort of surprise you with something different and say, okay, look, I can do this as well, because people assume that she mainly did still lifes and flowers and landscapes, but she could do so many other things as well. And that's one of the things we're trying to show off a little bit in this current exhibit at Stonehenge.
Which will be up through June 17th.
Yes.
Priscilla, let me ask you, growing up, did you watch her paint? I noticed many of her paintings are done acrylic on canvas.
Yes. I did watch her paint because she always had a big portrait or something that she was painting in her bedroom out at Toulouse Plantation. I just loved to watch her, you know, that she was definitely an impressionist. That was the school that she liked the most.
You mentioned you traveled all over the world. Yet to me, the poignant pieces that are in this exhibit have to do with the Coosa River and the surroundings in
yes.
Wetumpka.
She always had her easel in my parents' bedroom upstairs, and she would paint every single day, you know, something, and was just inspired by the beauty of the landscape. But definitely Impressionism is the style that I would say influenced her the most.
Did she have that joyful personality that seems to be reflected in this art?
She did. She really did, and would make me aware of the beauty in landscapes.
Priscilla Crumlin McMullen, the thought you want to leave us with today about your grandmother and her international significance would be what?
Well, just that she was elected as a member of l'Académie culturelle de France. She's one of the very few contemporary Americans to have been chosen to have her works exhibited at the Grand Palais of the Salon d'Automne in Paris. And not only that, but she had some shows at the Salon de Février and the CIMES de Paris. So I just think that's so interesting, you know, for a local artist from Alabama to have been chosen as one of the few contemporary Americans to have her works in these very prestigious galleries and museums in France.
What a great opportunity to salute this international artist here at Stonehenge Gallery through June 17th.
There's a short window that people can still come to the gallery, but they can also look online at the website, which is stonehengeinc.com.
Thank you again for being here.
Thank you so much, Carolyn.
Thank you, Priscilla.
Thank you, Carolyn. I appreciate it.
Joining us on location at Stonehenge Gallery in historic Old Cloverdale District were Priscilla Crumlin Ball and Priscilla Crumlin McMullen, daughter and granddaughter of the late River Region artist Priscilla Crumlin. The art exhibit will be open through June 17th at Stonehenge Gallery. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.